Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and State PCs preparation. Today, we have a plethora of significant developments across various sectors, ranging from tribal welfare to archaeological discoveries, each with direct relevance to your UPSC prelims and mains preparation. First, let's delve into the realm of tribal welfare, where the India Tourism Development Corporation, under the Ministry of Tourism, in collaboration with the Ministry of Tribal Affairs, has inaugurated a capacity-building program for tribal homestay owners in New Delhi. This program is crucial as it addresses the shortage of hotel infrastructure in tribal and mountainous regions, thereby tapping into the rising demand for less crowded, nature-based, immersive experiences. The inaugural batch consists of 40 participants from Arunachal Pradesh, Sikkim, and Gujarat, who will receive training delivered through IHM Ashok, ITDC's hospitality education arm. A significant aspect of this program is the release of the Tribal Homestay Operation and Development Manual 2026, which has been translated into Hindi and Gujarati. The ultimate target is to train approximately 1,500 participants who can act as regional trainers, promoting sustainable tourism and rural employment. What makes this significant is the interministerial collaboration, which is a key aspect of tribal livelihood schemes. Remember this for your prelims: ITDC was established in 1966, and IHM Ashok is its hospitality training institute. For mains, note the importance of sustainable tourism and rural employment under GS3, as well as interministerial collaboration and tribal livelihood schemes under GS2. Now, let's move on to the parliamentary procedure, where the Union Government has withdrawn the Jan Vishwas Amendment Bill 2025 from the Lok Sabha to incorporate recommendations made by a select committee. The bill, moved by Union Commerce Minister Piyush Goyal, aimed to decriminalize minor offences, replacing imprisonment with monetary penalties, reducing judicial burden, and encouraging ease of doing business. The withdrawal of the bill is a significant development, as it follows the original Jan Vishwas Act, 2023, which amended 42 central acts to decriminalize 183 provisions. Note this carefully: the Jan Vishwas Act, 2023, is a crucial piece of legislation that has implications for business regulations and decriminalization policy under GS3. But why does this matter? The withdrawal of the bill highlights the importance of parliamentary procedure, particularly the role of select committees in scrutinizing legislation. For your prelims, remember the Jan Vishwas Act, 2023, and the select committee procedure. For mains, consider the implications of this development for ease of doing business reforms and parliamentary procedure under GS2, as well as business regulations and decriminalization policy under GS3. Next, let's turn to the world of para sports, where the Kalinga Stadium in Bhubaneswar will host the National Para Athletics Championship from March 19th to 21st, 2026. Organized by the Paralympic Committee of India in collaboration with the Odisha government, this event will feature 1,460 athletes from 28 states, as well as the BSF and Services Sports Control Board. The championship will serve as a selection platform for the Asian Para Games in Aichi Nagoya, Japan, and will feature notable athletes such as Mariappan Thangavelu, Sumit Antil, Yogesh Kathunia, Praveen Kumar, and Preeti Pal. For your prelims, note the Paralympic Committee of India, Kalinga Stadium, and the Asian Para Games host. For mains, consider the implications of this event for inclusive sports policy, disability rights, and government support for para athletes under GS2. Now, let's move on to the realm of clean energy, where researchers at IIT Guwahati, led by Professor P.K. Giri, have developed an advanced MXCNE-based material capable of both hydrogen fuel production and solar-powered desalination. Published in Advanced Functional Materials, this breakthrough has significant implications for clean energy and water security. The material, Emzini, is a 2D transition metal carbide nitride with high electrical conductivity, which has been engineered into ultra-thin ribbon-like structures. The introduction of ruthenium atoms into oxygen-deficient sites enhances catalytic efficiency, resulting in an ultra-low overpotential of just 12 MV for the hydrogen evolution reaction. For your prelims, remember Emzini, Janus Evaporator, and IIT Guwahati. For mains, consider the implications of this development for clean energy, water security, and indigenous R&D and technology under GS3. And here is something that surprises many students. The Uttarakhand government has introduced a comprehensive healthcare infrastructure for the upcoming Kerdham Yatra, centered on the eSwasthya Dham portal for real-time health monitoring of pilgrims. The medical infrastructure includes 25 medical relief posts and 33 health screening centers along pilgrimage routes, as well as 177 ambulances, including 108 service vehicles, advanced life support ambulances, and cardiac ambulances. A boat ambulance will be stationed in Tehri, and a helicopter ambulance will be managed by AIIMS Rishikesh. For your prelims, note the Kerdham locations, AIIMS Rishikesh, and eHealth portals. For mains, consider the implications of this development for healthcare delivery and digital health governance under GS2, as well as disaster preparedness at pilgrimage sites under GS3. Now, let's turn to the cultural promotion, where TRIFT, the Tribal Cooperative Marketing Development Federation of India, has organized the Bharat Tribes Fest 2026 in collaboration with the Ministry of Tribal Affairs. The festival, which will be held from March 18 to 30, 2026, at Sundar Nursery in New Delhi, aims to promote tribal culture and art. The event will feature over 200 stalls, 78 Van Dhan Vikas Kendras, and 300 master artisans, as well as a Forest to Plate initiative, showcasing traditional tribal cuisines. For your prelims, remember TRIFT, Van Dhan Vikas Kendras, and the RISA initiative. For mains, consider the implications of this development for tribal welfare, inclusion, and tribal economy under GS2 and GS3. Moving on to the historical context, let's explore the discovery of Göbekli Tepe, the world's oldest known temple complex, located in present-day Turkey. Dating back to approximately 9600 BCE, this site challenges the conventional, farming-first, narrative of civilization. The temple complex was built by hunter-gatherers, not settled agricultural communities, and features massive circular structures with large T-shaped limestone pillars. The site was deliberately buried around 8000 BCE, and the reasons for this remain unclear. For your prelims, note the location, age, and significance of Göbekli Tepe. For mains, consider the implications of this discovery for prehistoric human societies, the origin of civilization debate, and archaeological evidence for social organization under GS1. Now, let's delve into the realm of prehistoric human evolution, where archaeologists have discovered evidence of a highly organized Neanderthal activity site dating back to around 125,000 years ago at Neumarknod, near Leipzig, Germany. The site features thousands of animal bones cracked open for marrow, then crushed and heated to obtain bone grease, indicating a deliberate and systematic approach. This discovery provides evidence of planning, cognition, and organized food processing among Neanderthals. For your prelims, remember Neanderthals, the Neumarknod site, and the significance of this discovery. For mains, consider the implications of this finding for prehistoric human evolution, behavioral modernity, and cognitive development under GS1. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The CE20 engine generates a thrust of 200 kN. The ITDC was established in 1966 and IHM Ashok is its hospitality training institute. The inaugural batch size for the Tribal Homestay Capacity Building Program is 40 participants, with a target of training approximately 1,500 participants. The Jan Vishwas Act, 2023, amended 42 central acts to decriminalize 183 provisions. The National Para Athletics Championship will feature 1,460 athletes from 28 states, as well as the BSF and Services Sports Control Board. The MXENE-based material developed by IIT Guwahati has an ultra-low overpotential of just 12 MV for the hydrogen evolution reaction. The eSwasthya Dham portal will provide real-time health monitoring of pilgrims during the Kair Dham Yatra. The Bharat Tribes Fest 2026 will feature over 200 stalls, 78 Van Dhan Vikas Kendras, and 300 master artisans. Jebekli Tepe is the world's oldest known temple complex, dating back to approximately 9600 BCE. Neanderthals existed from around 400,000 to 40,000 years ago. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? These developments have significant implications for various aspects of your syllabus, including tribal welfare, parliamentary procedure, clean energy, healthcare delivery, and prehistoric human evolution. Remember to note the key facts, numbers, and concepts, and consider the broader significance of these developments for your mains answers. In conclusion, today's current affairs have highlighted the importance of interministerial collaboration, parliamentary procedure, and sustainable development. As you prepare for your UPSC exams, remember to consider the broader implications of these developments for India's growth, development, and position on the global stage.